Today is Thursday, June 18th. I'm Megan Lynch.
Right now, with this street collapse and water main break, we have a 12-foot by 12-foot sewer that is going to be taken offline.
MSD's Bess McCoy talking with KMOX about why the utility made the decision to shut down the 12-foot sewer main where the ground opened up Friday at Broadway and Biddle.
McCoy says it's ultimately to protect homes and reduce any more damage to the hole and minimize damage to Interstate 44 over the sinkhole.
Right now, with this street collapse and water main break, we have a 12-foot by 12-foot sewer that is going to be taken offline.
McCoy recommends if you live in the area, remove things from your basement, especially if they are valuable.
Avoid storing any items directly on the basement floor. And then while it is raining, we recommend minimizing any unnecessary water use. So things like laundry, dishwashing, long showers.
Now, if you live in the area around Broadway and Biddle, you should consider yourself in the advisory zone and take precautions. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Despite the objections of St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer, the Board of Police Commissioners votes to give command staff double-digit raises.
The resolution increasing annual salaries for commands. The St. Louis Board of Police Commissioners has determined it to be in the best interest of the board to adopt the following resolution.
The police board signed off on lieutenants, captains, majors, and lieutenant colonels to be getting paid more. The department trying to make the case this will help with recruitment, something Mayor Kara Spencer says she was blindsided with 2 weeks ago.
With the resolution that came before us with just 24-hour notice, this is, of course, in the very last few weeks of the city's budget finalization. We had already discussed and put forward a budget through the Board of VNA.
Several people spoke out at the meeting, and the majority, while supportive of police, do not believe the police board should bankrupt the city in the process. Proponents of the ballot measure to eliminate the Missouri income tax will host a town hall tonight seeking to answer skeptics' questions.
State Representative Ben Keithley is a proponent of the plan to eliminate the income tax, and while he isn't a sponsor of this bill, he has written similar bills in prior years. Ahead of the meeting, I asked him what concerns he's already hearing.
How it affects certain segments of the population specifically. I think a lot of the questions are, well, what do these guardrails really look like? What does the legislature stop from doing? Which are always good discussions to have around constitutional language change.
Keithley says the governor and those involved with the bill are focusing on eliminating tax loopholes regarding sales tax with services such as salons and auto repair to fill the void left by the income tax. The town hall is hosted by the Missouri Eagle Forum at the DePere Lodge starting at 5 tonight. The amendment to eliminate the income tax will come before voters in August. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Sean will go in-depth with Representative Keithley at 8:22 this morning here on KMOX. If a business bends the rules, should the city let them expand later? That's part of the debate dividing Chesterfield over the historic old house at Hog Hollow. The wine and small plate venue wants to stay open until 7 p.m., 3 hours later than its current limit. Supporter Stacey Haberstroh says the city needs to let small businesses adapt if they're going to survive.
The old house in Hog Hollow has been part of the community for years. Like any business, it must adapt, evolve, and find ways to remain successful. This is a normal part of living in a thriving city like Chesterfield.
But neighbors say the venue has a history of crossing the line. Neighbor Mark Garrison says the previous code violations make it hard to trust them.
The concern is not hypothetical. The business renovated the property without the proper permits, has already conducted outdoor events that violated existing restrictions, and has been summoned to court. That history makes it difficult for my family and nearby residents to have confidence that the expanded permissions will be exercised conservatively.
Responding to those concerns, the restaurant owners admitted they were fined for hosting an outdoor wedding, but say they didn't know about the strict historic guidelines when they first bought the property. They added the unpermitted patio work was a landscaping pivot after a failing septic tank forced them to tear up the yard. Chesterfield council members will cast the final vote on the expansion at their next meeting. The $7 billion Roundup settlement headed back to St. Louis Circuit Court. This comes as U.S. District Judge Henry Autry ruled Wednesday that the people challenging the settlement couldn't send the case to federal court since they are not defendants of the original lawsuit. The Business Journal reporting those individuals were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and filed objections in May, just 3 months after the lawsuit was filed. The family behind Schnucks Grocery Stores keeping leadership in the family. Here's KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
1939 Group, the parent company of Schnucks in St. Louis and Festival Foods in Wisconsin, has promoted Todd Schnuck Jr. to chief financial officer. He's a fourth-generation member of the founding family and worked his way up through roles in merchandising, strategic planning, and store operations before the promotion. Quote, I am incredibly energized by the opportunity to step into the role of chief financial officer for 1939 Group and our family of banners during such an important time for our business, Schnuck said in a statement. 1939 Group is named after the year great-grandmother Anna Donovan Schnuck opened the original St. Louis store.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.